I have never seen Flower do that before. How did you survive all these years without knowing how to cook?
Cooking is stupid! I'm rich! I could just buy a restaurant or something! I grew up in a house with six sisters. It wasn't like I was hard-pressed to learn how to cook.
Fair enough. Just surprising is all. You seem to be all about making things.
Well, I like to build things that last.
You lost a lot of snow guys as a child, didn't you?
I repeat, six sisters.
Check and mate.
So what about you, Abel? Do you have any sisters or brothers?
Oh, I had a few. Luckily, the daily beatings managed to weed out some of the weaker ones.
Daily what? Are you serious?
Oh, totally. You know why you never see ugly or fat cubi, Gyrus? Because every year, our parents line us up and pick out the fattest or ugliest kid in the batch, and we eat them in a festival.
You are an evil and terrible liar, Abel.
That's just what Tammy said. Sweet, sweet Tammy. She was a tasty one.
Evil. So, did you have lots of girlfriends at Saya?
Oh yeah, oodles of them. A new one every week, in fact. Crazy amounts of girlfriends.
Right. If that's the case, I bet they must have been real upset to see you leave, right? Never mind that you've been gone for over a week with no sign of... Oh, ha-ha, clever you.
And to think they scoffed when I took ventriloquism for 5 years rather than seduction courses. And you?
Huh?
Well, when you asked about me, I figured it is only fair to ask your romance record.
Let's talk about a less painful subject. Dentistry.
Ooh, dentistry happens to be the second most popular career choice for anxiety cubi.
So, do you have any plans while you're here, Abel?
Not really. I expect once Dan no longer needs a babysitter, I will head back to the academy.
Oh? Oh, that's right. You're still a student.
Yeah.
Say, how does the academy work? It sounds like a really strange way of handling an education system.
Hey! What are you doing here?
Oh, now I feel hurt. Here I thought I had something special with scaring you.
I remember when Gyrus got spooked by his own shadow.
It was a particularly imposing shadow, I will have you know.
I thought I smelled cake. Is this for any particular occasion?
Did you change outfits, Alexei?
Oh, yeah. My green dress got torn earlier. There was a minor scuffle this morning right after you went downstairs. They ripped part of my dress and did some minor damage to the inn. Thankfully, Pyrodex said he could probably do repairs. I am going to need a lot more duct tape, I think. Then again, this wall could use a window. It's been a lot more difficult handling the inn since Merlitz ran off. Pyrodex helps, but what I need is someone on payroll.
For what job? Pretty face to attract customers or angry fist to make them go away?
The latter, of course. I am just so cute. I need all the protection I can get. No, please. Don't rush too fast to agree with me.
Yes. Cute. Like a little button. On a rattlesnake.
I shall forgive you for cake. This time.
So why not just hire Dan? He seems to be around enough.
One would think Dan would be a good choice, but I know my brother well enough to know he cannot handle staying in one place for too long. He's very much a free spirit, and it would only be a matter of time before he would wander off in search of excitement.